Well, thanks for joining us as we continue to look at devotions that are we're aiming at during this season to keep our families strong. Today's passage is called the Shema, from the Hebrew word "hear." It's the first word in this passage, this well-known passage. This was a confession of faith recited by pious Jews every day, and then every Sabbath they recited it in the synagogue. So we started this passage yesterday. We'll continue it today and tomorrow. And these verses are a powerful parenting assignment, a powerful parenting assignment that we want to look at. So I'm going to read the passage, and then I have a couple questions after we look at the passage. Hear, O Israel. This is Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 9. Hear, O Israel. The Lord our God, the Lord is one, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be on the frontlets between your eyes, and you shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates. Today's questions. Two questions. Do you demonstrate your love for God with your whole person? We could dive into each of these words, heart, soul, and strength, but in essence, these words describe the entirety of who we are and what we do. As parents, mentors, and models, we have to ask some penetrating questions. Do we love the Lord with our thinking? Our minds can take us places we shouldn't go. What about our attitudes, our desires, our passions? Do we use our time and energy in a way that honors God? And secondly, are you grounded in the foundations of your faith, your knowledge, and are you living grounded, your practice? The words of Scripture we are told in the Shema need to be on our hearts and in our hearts. When I first came to the Bible Chapel years ago, people would describe a person's knowledge of the Bible by saying, that person, they know their way around Scripture. They know their way around Scripture. So the question, do you know your way around Scripture? By the way, Living Grounded is a 12-session study that will help you know your way around Scripture, foundational truths of the Christian faith. Parents, it would be a powerful exercise to study the truths in Living Grounded with your kids. Let us know if you want copies of Living Grounded. You can email me at ronmoore@ronmoore.org. We want to help you be grounded so that you can help your kids be grounded. Father, may we as parents be those who love you with all our being. Help us show our children what it means to follow hard after you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.